minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning here in Johannesburg. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, 3 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. And yes, today is the 27th of Sha'ban, 1444. It's time for the Q&A. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yassirli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Sha'ban, 1444. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, the criterion, and verse number 73. We know for the past few days we are discussing the true qualities of the devout Muslims. When we count all of these qualities, there are 13 different qualities which every Muslim is supposed to inculcate and imbue within ourselves. So chapter 25 and verse number 73. وَالَّذِينَ, they are those people, إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ, when they are reminded, بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ, of the verses of their sustainer, nourisher and provider, لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا, they don't just fall down on it, سُمَّوْا وَأُمْيَانَا, like people who are deaf or people who are blind. Nay, a Muslim must always have basirat, must have sight, insight, foresight. Therefore, we can say without fear of contradiction, Islam is the only religion on the face of this earth that teaches through monotheism, tawheed, believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See, I give you 2-3 easy examples. In Islam, we are not allowed to bow down to anybody, dead or alive. We are not allowed to prostrate to anybody, dead or alive, whether it's a king, whether it's a prophet, whether it's who and who and who. So take for example, you must remember that the janaza salat, the funeral prayer. So the mayyid, the janaza, the deceased will be right on in front, then the imam, the leader of the prayer, then the congregation. And you know that there is no ruku, there is no sajda, there is no bowing down, and there is no sajda prostrating. To show and highlight to us, لَن نَرْكَى لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَن نَسْجُدْ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that we will never bow down to anybody except Almighty Allah, and we will never prostrate to anybody, any authority, except Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now you just juxtapose this and compare this with others. You will see people remember bowing down to their idols, to their deities, to their rulers, to their queen or king or monarch or whoever. So in Islam, all this is unacceptable, forbidden and illegal. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us here. لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَأُمْيَانَا. Allah gave us sight, sight, inside, foresight. So we believe everything happens not with our degrees, but with the decree of Almighty Allah. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Let's take you around the world, news, views, interviews, local, national, international. The Israelis were protesting for the 11th consecutive week. And you see now the Jutlas, the Zionists, we don't say all, but we will say many. If you see the news coming through the wires, they are saying the occupation must end. They are saying that the treatment, that the settlers can go in and just shoot and kill and maim and injure the Palestinians, all this must stop immediately. This is harming the Palestinians and harming the Jews and the Israelis. So at least there is some sense of sanity coming out from there. So I told you that Israel, inshallah, in our lifetime will become, remember, a spent force and thrown to the scraps of history, just like apartheid was thrown to the scraps of history. Can you believe this? King Salman of Saudi Arabia invites President Raisi of Iran to Riyadh and Saudi. These are the arch rivals, but now they become pally-pally. Now they want to build friendship and ties. So both of them have a hidden agenda. So let's see how far that goes. Putin, remember in the past few days, he visited Ukraine. You want to call me a war criminal? You want to say that the ICC found me guilty? So I show you. So he went right into Ukraine and he visited Mariupol. And what can you do me? So he went into the Donbass areas. So that is Putin. He's a big harami. Remember, that's why we like him. That he took the whole of Ukraine and Europe and America and tore them to pieces. You can just look at the economic meltdown in various countries. India. Now one side you got the BJP, the apartheid regime of India, led by Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. On the opposition side you got Rahul Gandhi and his Congress. So in the weekend the big police and the interrogation officers came there to Rahul Gandhi. They interrogated him and said, "You made a statement, Rahul Gandhi, that there was sexual intimidation, sexual harassment there in occupied Kashmir." He will not use the word occupied, but we use the word like how we say occupied Palestine. So Indian administered Kashmir is occupied Kashmir. So he made statements. So now they're trying to now intimidate him. Give us all the evidence. What evidence you want when it is documented more than 10,000 women were raped in those parts of the world? So remember, one Israeli Jutla Harami was wounded in the West Bank. If you come there to our territories, remember you're a legitimate target. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The reserve, see, everything in the control, authority, power, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. Reserve pilots of Israel are refusing to serve under Bibi Netanyahu and this right-wing terrorist harami, Nazi Hitler's children. They say, as long as you speak of judicial reform, we will not serve you. So the soldiers are saying, the reserve soldiers and the reserve pilots, all of them, remember, are against Bibi. Bibi Netanyahu's office director is accused of sexual harassment. These Jutlas and the Zionists, they love rifles, they love to shoot, but the problem is they can't even look after their own rifle. Imran Khan, remember, again, some trumped up charges against him, and now they brought terror charges against him. And President Trump, former President Trump, also in big trouble. Tomorrow, Tuesday, American time, it is imminent that they're going to arrest him. They say he also was busy with the prostitutes and paying them. You know Trump is a maverick character. So he's telling his supporters, you must protest and so forth. So let's see what happens there. Egypt and Turkey also restoring ties after a great amount of years of hiatus that they didn't have good ties. Now Turkey, Erdogan and Sisi. Now the biggest one. Remember that China, Xi Jinping, is going to visit Putin. Now can you believe when these two guys, they're going to discuss how we're going to bring down America? How are we going to sort out NATO and Europe? How are we going to sort out, you must remember, the Middle East? So remember, these are the two big guns now. America is waning. Sleepy Joe cannot handle the pressure now. So Sleepy Joe says to Bibi that you must compromise. It is essential for the democracy of Israel. And then look at Switzerland. I visited Switzerland, I was in Zurich, and they called that the financial capital of the world. But the financial capital of the world is shaking. So now you got the Swiss credit, you see, falling apart, bankrupt, kaputz. So the UBS, the biggest bank there in Switzerland, steps in, the government steps in, and is taking over Credit Suisse. So all of them go to Spain. For us, it's haram, absolutely haram, unlawful. We can't even touch it. We don't want to look at it. But go to Spain and see how the price of tomatoes and pork. Tomato is halal, obviously permissible. Pork, the swine, the pig, remember that, how the prices are inflating and skyrocketing, you must remember. So everybody is feeling the pinch. Go there to Sunak and remember that he, Bibi, is not welcome in Washington. So Olmert said, you, the international leaders, you must boycott him. Boycott Bibi Netanyahu, don't invite him, don't give him a show. So he's referring to the Indian, the Sunak there, the Prime Minister of Britain. Don't give him a show, he wants to come there and curry favor for you and look for, you must remember, some support. So see how their own leaders and previous leaders are condemning the Israeli regime. Let's come to our own beloved country and see what's happening here. You see, there was a person, Koti Marei. So he was a person who had to investigate, interrogate the people in charge, or involved rather, in illegal activities, criminal activities, corruption and so forth. So it seems he was getting very near to some important politicians and others, and he was shot dead in the past few days, in the weekend. So that is our South Africa. You have 82 murders per day in this beautiful country. And you know, today is March 20, 2023, and it is 27th of Shaban, 1444. So they speak about the national shutdown and so forth. Cape Town has already received the interdict, no shutdown there. People will go to work, people will go to school, people can continue with their lifestyle, and everything back to normal there. And remember, Ye Gauteng also. So the verdict came in favor of the people. You want to go to school, you want to go to work, nobody can prevent you, and so forth. But we all know it just needs one spark of some crazy person, and then that can lead to a bloodbath. To all you Muslims, I appeal to you, everyone today, that read your Fajr Salat, read one Surah Yasin, and read your Ishraq Salat 15 minutes after sunrise, and keep on reading Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, and chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best protector, and He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Second one, keep on reading Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. You are some charity as well. You, my non-Muslim listeners, irrespective of which faith you belong to, you also want a peaceful life. We all want that. If you just come to where we are here, we thank our community, our neighborhood, and one brother particularly, Ismail Bai. Allah Jalla Wala reward him. And you see, from one corner to the other corner, they have erected a fence, and they got boom gates and what and what. So this is for the security of everyone, and everybody contributed, so Almighty Allah reward everyone. So you, my non-Muslims, I'm appealing to you also that you give out some charity. Pray to the one and only Supreme Being, God, and say, oh God, have mercy on us. What a beautiful country, but destroyed by those who are greedy, corrupt, and so forth and so on. And the criminal elements will try and take over. So only prayer can help us. Give out charity. You non-Muslim, there's one word you say, repeat it now. I'm going to say it thrice. Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. Ya Allah, let peace prevail in South Africa, Africa, and all parts of the world. We all want peace, but remember, peace will come with justice. First justice and then peace. Inshallah, our program for today will be 8:30 to 9, the interview with Maulana Zahid Khan. We will discuss Pakistan, the history, the geography, and the things that from Islamic perspective. And then, inshallah, 1:05 to 1:30, today we start with Surah Qadr, Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatul Qadr, chapter 97, and then 1:30 to 2 from the archives, and then 2 to 2:30 to report back of our trip to Ukhis and Trichardt. And inshallah tonight will be the Q&A with Maulana Arafat and myself, inshallah al-Aziz, live between 8 and 10. So we're coming nearer and nearer. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan alana وسلمه لنا متقبلا. Ya Allah, save us, protect us for Ramadan. When Ramadan starts, give us a tawfiq, ability, capacity to do more good deeds and good speech. And Ya Allah, our broken, humble efforts, in your benevolence, mercy and grace, accept it, Ya Rahman Rahimin. O Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy.
Somebody says, my question is to Mufti Saab, why are Iranians allowed to go for Hajj as they are out of the fold of Islam, Ustad?
I just gave you the answer now. So you must remember that the Saudis and the Iranians, the leaders now, want to become friends. They realized, you must remember, that there is so many problems between them, and if they strike some balance, so it could be a win-win situation. Leave Iranians, they are in Iran. Leave Iraqis, Iraqi majority are also Shia. Do you know how many Shias they are there in Medina Munawwara? Do you know in Saudi Arabia, if you go to the Manatiq Sharqiya, I've been to all these areas, go to Dammam, go to Jubail, go to Qatif, and majority of those people, they are Shias. If they have to tell them you can't come, it will be a recipe, and or the oil is all there. If they just say we're seceding and leaving Saudi Arabia and joining Iran, so dance all the papa dance, Saudi Arabia will have bankrupt. So remember, it's all to do with politics and expediency. So therefore, they allow anybody today. They're allowing Kuffar to come to Medina Munawwara. They're allowing the Jutlas to come. So what you going to say? So you know MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. So this is their policy, that they will allow anybody basically to come. So that does not mean that the Shias are Muslim. Remember Sheikh Huzaifi, they delivered the historic khutbah in front of Rafsanjani and the leader of the Iranians. So he was there in Masjid Nabawi. And the one sentence still rings in my ears. He, Sheikh Huzaifi, who's imam for more than 40 years in Al-Masjid Nabawi. So remember that, and his son is also imam now, mashallah, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Huzaifi. So remember, he said, Al-Khumayni Imamud Dwalala. That Khomeini is the leaders of those people who are astray and leading others astray. So therefore, then he was suspended for a long period because internally they have big problems with the Shias and so forth. Any person who curses, swears, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, I have Quran in my hand, Wallahi al-Azim, they're out of the fold of Islam, Ka'in and Mankan. We are very clear on this issue. Shias are pakka kuffar, out of the fold of Islam.
I've got brother Luke, Ustad. He says, morning AK, do Russian citizens know what Putin is doing. Look, Ustad.
Yes, majority support him. Look, they're looking properly. And they know law number one. You do never read things, my brother, look. Now go to Mr. Google. Mr. Google or Mrs. Google, and then go and see there what Macmillan said in the early 60s. The British came thrice into Afghanistan, and that became their graveyard, just like the Russians and just like the Americans and their coalition. So when Macmillan became the Prime Minister of Britain, what did he say? Look, he said, law number one, never ever invade Afghanistan. You will come off second best, meaning. So similarly, the Russians know that Putin is very good for us. As far as our economy goes, as far as our nuclear goes, and he's the big chief there. So if you're going to mess around with him, then his henchmen will come and put you away. So they're all aware of that. Many of, not many, majority of them support Putin. And now they can see that how they are winning, and they want to now use other tactics. Yes, you will get few people who are the spies and supported by the West and so forth to speak against Putin and Russian Federation and so forth. But by and large, look, he has the support of the Russians. And why not? You must remember that you have the biggest amount of nuclear arsenal, and you have so much support in the world for people who have justice and so forth. So therefore, we don't say Putin is a good guy. We say he's a big harami. But compared to these other war criminals, now they had a poll. I ask you that, look. Now in America, they had a survey. What do you say about the war that Britain and America, Bush and Blair, wage against Iraq? Majority of them say it was terrible mistake, horrible mistake. Not mistake. They must be hanged, Bush and Blair and all their cronies and comrades, for murdering more than 1 million people. And Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, the Harami, the Jewess, she said it's worth it to kill 500,000 children. Why you not reported to ICC? You are the ones who said, if Americans are reported to ICC, you will go and take them to court, you will attack them, and so forth and so on. That is your bully tactics of the West. For the white man, you have a different law. And for the non-whites, or the whites who don't agree with you, you have a different law. So that is why all of you are imploding. America will implode, Israel will implode, and Europe will implode. And you can see the writing is on the wall economically and politically.
Somebody says, can I as a Shafi follow Hanafi rulings like reading Salah during Hanafi times, Ustad?
100% Shafi's read Hanafi time, Hanafi's read Shafi time. It's Fajr time now. You, my brother, you go to the masjid and you read behind the the Shafi'i, read behind the Hanafi imam, and the Hanafis normally don't make kunut and in Fajr Salat, and you read behind the Hanafi imam, your Salat is totally valid, even though you did not make kunut. If you want a reference of that, go open Al-Ashba wal-Nazair of Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti. Totally permissible. We're all Muslims, my brother. So much so, Ramadan Mubarak will start Wednesday night, inshallah, once we cite the crescent and the moon, inshallah. Then you must read Witr Salat also behind the Hanafi. Hanafi, you read behind the Shafi. There's no need for all the separate Jamaat and congregation. You just follow the imam.
I see it says here, morning sir, Adrian here, when somebody is wrong, okay, and refuses to be corrected, how do you deal with a situation like this, especially when it's work-related? Adrian, Ustad.
Adrian, my brother, let me give you something which will resonate with you. You believe in Adam and Eve, right? So Almighty Allah created the masterpiece of His creation here, and that was Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. He is in paradise alone, but no wife, no life. You know what I mean? So now he doesn't have a companion. So he says, "Oh Almighty Allah, I need a companion, a wife. Almighty Allah created from him." So remember Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. And then Eve was created. The marriage was solemnized by Almighty Allah himself. The mahar, the marital gift, was salutations upon Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now there is one personality, let's call, and that is Iblis, Lucifer. So Almighty Allah commands all the angels, you must be the one to prostrate to Adam. This is out of respect, not out of worship. And you Iblis, you Lucifer, you Azazil, in Arabic you say that, you also must prostrate. He refused, he denied, he defied the command of Allah. Aba wastakbara. That is the pride, the arrogance, the jealousy overtook him. And he said, Ana khayrun min, I am better than him, superior to him. So you, my brother Adrian, you are at your workplace, and there your colleagues are Tom, Dick and Mary, or Tom, Dick and Harry, and so forth. Now you tell your colleague that this what you are doing is wrong, but he or she does not want to accept it. So why don't they accept it? They're following the slogan of Lucifer, of Iblis, Satan, and it's their pride and arrogance that got the better of them. Hence the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is the definition of pride? Patarul haq. When the truth dawns on you, you refuse it, you deny it, you defy it. And waghamtun nas, the person who's telling you that you are wrong, you don't want to accept it because you consider yourself to be superior and you consider him, the person who's trying to rectify you, inferior. So that is the crux of the matter, brother Adrian. So you and your team, you must have a meeting and you say that this person, yeah, he is now the one who is going to cause trouble in this team of ours. Let's speak to him individually. Let's speak to him collectively. And still he's not prepared to reason, then you must name him and shame him. And as Muslims, we will say, read chapter 29, verse 30. You can read it, Adrian. There's no problem. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Chapter 29, the spider and Ankabut, Surah Ankabut, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you help me, assist me against the mischief makers and troublemakers.
I've got a sister Tilly. She says, but if Adam and Eve are light in complexion and they are also the first parents on earth, where did the dark skin's color come from, AK Ustad?
You see, my sister Tilly, I don't know which book you are reading, but that book, whether it's the Bible or some other book, they're confusing you and they're blowing your fuses, my sister Tilly, with due respect, right? So I want you always to read the noble Quran. And I told you, you should be the one, go to Google, Madam Google, Mr. Google, and go to this one. I hope you are doing so, Madam Tilly. And that is Quran Made Easy. Quran Made Easy. It's in two volumes, the copy we have here. And the Amir, the leader of this, is Mufti Afzal, Afzal. Hussein, Hossein Ilyas, Elias. He passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, paradise, and Allah make easy for his bereaved family as well.
Ameen.
So you, my sister, go to chapter 15, Surah Hijr, and read verses 26, 27, 28, all that. You will find it in detail. I just read for you one word, one line, one sentence. Chapter 15, verse 26. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَاللَّهِ. And definitely, surely, the lamb days for Qasam, we created, you must remember, this human being, this masterpiece. Referring to Adam, He was created as Abul Bashar, the father of humanity, and all of us are his progeny and children. Min Swalsalim min Hama'im Masnoon. From that you must remember substance and so forth. That is Hama'im Masnoon, the black mud. Right? This is just literal to give you some understanding. So when we look at, you must remember the origin of human being. Sometime you will find min nutfa, from semen. Sometime you will find from the black mud and the sand and so forth. So my sister Tali, you must remember that all these various skin colors and complexions, it is a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. See, sister Tali, I give you an easy example that will resonate with you. It rains, you have a garden, you have botanical gardens, you have a park. You go there, the lawn is green, the roses are red, and look at the kaleidoscope of colors there. You will see pink, you will see red, you will see blue, you will see what and what colors, purple and turquoise and so forth and so on. Diversity in unity, unity in diversity, all of that showing us there is only one supreme being and he alone is in control. It is his majesty, his authority and his sovereignty. So similarly, yeah, my sister, go to chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, verse 13. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa unsa, we created you from Adam and Eve. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ, and we made you into nations and tribes. Someone speaks this language, someone has this complexion. لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you recognize one another. Not لِتَفَاخَرُوا, not because of pride and arrogance, as we had in apartheid, white is right and the rest are considered second, third, fourth class citizens. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, the most noble of you are those, remember, who have the greatest taqwa and piety. So that is the answer. And in the time of Noah, his sons went in different parts, and then you find from there humanity flourished and so forth.
I've got somebody who starts from Saudi. He says, I live in Saudi Arabia and I want to buy stocks in the American market. How can I do that, Ustad?
My brother, I don't know where you are in Saudi Arabia. Are you in Makkah, Jeddah, Medina Munawwara? Are you in Riyadh or Dammam? My advice to you, first of all, regarding stock market, our ruling is not even permissible. Some ulama say, scholars say permissible, and then they attach 5-10 conditions, and we know majority of these conditions are not adhered to and complied with, and the American markets are falling down. I don't know how much you know, but you know the Dow, how much it fell in the past week. So remember, they're losing millions and millions of dollars. If you see, the banks are falling apart. That the Silicon Valley Bank fell apart. Signature Bank falling apart. The Republic Bank, remember, was about to fall, and then they intervened and so forth. Then you see Credit Suisse, the second biggest bank there, falling apart. Then you have the USB coming in, the biggest bank in Switzerland. So my brother, why you want to go into a system that is a system and so forth? You got enough dollars, you have enough riyals, so why you don't make musharaka, that you make partners with people who have taqwa, iman and piety? And then ana thalithu sharikain ma lam yakun ahaduhuma al-akhar, hadha al-hadith akhrajahu al-imam al-hafiz ibn hajar fi bulugh al-maram. قال الله عز وجل الله جل وعلا states حديث قدسي, I will be the third one when you have a partnership, but the partnership must be with honest people, people of honesty and integrity. Then my help and assistance will come, as long as there is no khiyanat in amanat, as long as there is no breach of trust. So that's one option better for you. Second one, that you make mudaraba, you finance the capital and you get get the plumber, you get the builder, you get the engineer, you get the carpenter, and he will do the work, and then you say that these are the profits that will be shared amongst you. But the profits, whether it is in Musharaka or Mudaraba, then you must be partners in profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, and in loss. So that's a much better option for you. Read Salatul Duha daily, 15 minutes after sunrise, and read Ya Wahhabu Ya Wahhab. Allah Jalla Wala will grant you a lot of barakah, my brother. Inshallah.
Jiddah, Ustad.
Jiddah. So Jiddah, I tell you quickly about Jiddah. So Jiddah means grandmother. Our great-great-grandmother, Sayyida Hawa, is buried there. I went to the grave also. Long grave. But whether it's 100% authentic or not, Wallahu A'lam, only Allah knows. Jiddah, grandmother. Juddah. And Juddah means the harbor. Bandargah. In Urdu, we say. So that is Sayyidina Usman's time, radiyallahu anhu arda. He conquered it, meaning that he developed it, and so forth and so on. So therefore, you are in Jeddah. Do what I tell you, my brother. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Develop the quality of taqwa through piety, and that is, Allah will make a way out for you and grant you rizq and sustenance from such places, avenues you never ever anticipated and expected. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. Last question, Mona.
Somebody says, Ustad, the march has started, and he says here, it's a very peaceful march. All we want is the president must just resign, Ustad.
So you must remember that he will say, why must I resign? And they will say, we have our constitutional right to march. So everybody got that. We are in the month of March. January, February, March. And in South Africa, you know how things go, yeah. So anyway, pray. We all want. You want to march? Fine, you march. But we don't want looting, we don't want violence, we don't want people to take the law in their own hands. All that we are dead against. Ya Allah, we beg you, we beseech you. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.